You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Be sure to visit our website at WILLAG.org. There you can purchase your tickets right now today. Don't wait for the Farm Assets Conference. That's Tuesday, November the 22nd. I'm going to tell you a lot about that over the next several days while you're still in the field, so you can get yourself ready for that in the winter meeting season. But pick up the tickets today. They're just $30. The Farm Assets Conference is in Normal, Illinois at the Marriott Hotel. More on that as we make our way through the next several days. Now let's check in on the agricultural weather forecast. Don Day is here. He's from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about weather in the Midwest.
Well, we are going to be looking at a fairly active pattern. The Pacific Northwest and even portions of central and northern California are going to get a little stormy here over the coming week. And those systems are going to lose a lot of their steam hitting the West Coast, but will move across the northern plain states and take a dip south into the Midwest and Corn Belt. So the chances of a rain between today and into the early portions of next week, pretty good, along with some cooler temperature readings. So it's going to be more often than not active, and there's going to be ample opportunity for shower activity. Now, after that, it'll probably dry out a little bit, but in the next week or so, folks involved in harvest operations in the Midwest need to account for some occasional rain coming on through.
And the month of September was record warm. Do you think we can repeat that in the month of October?
I see certainly that it is going to end up probably being a warmer than normal October for a large part of the central and eastern United States, but not to the levels that we had in September. And one thing I think we're going to see at the last, let's say, full week of October are more in the way of colder systems coming into the U.S. So some of the above normal rates that we're at right now will be trimmed a bit by the end of the month.
Take a look at South America for me. They're then the beginning of their planting season.
As we look into the two key growing areas, it looks wet, especially Argentina. They are going to be looking at a pretty stormy and unsettled weather pattern there. And rainfall is likely going to be well above normal over all the key growing areas of Argentina. Now, Brazil, not as wet, but at least the southern and southwest provinces of Brazil are likely going to be picking up some of that rain that Argentina will get.
And I haven't asked anyone about China for a while. They, of course, are in their fall and in the midst of harvesting the second largest corn crop on the planet.
Yeah, they had a good year. They had a very good season. Nothing extreme happened, dry or wet. And it looks like, for the most part, at least here in the short term for any corn harvest, drier conditions are going to be found over the next week. Now, after that, they're likely going to see some cooler, wetter weather move on in, especially in the central and eastern areas.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. A couple of items tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, noon in the Eastern Time Zone. The United States Department of Agriculture will release the monthly crop production and world agricultural supply and demand estimates. You can check out my Twitter feed at Commodity Week if you follow Twitter. Otherwise, it'll be posted to the website at willag.org to see all of those numbers right as the release. That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow, an important event. We'll talk about those during the Closing Market Report. This is the second thing with Jerry Gahlke tomorrow. Have a great afternoon on the Combine. I'm Todd Gleason.